allegedly with a lot of different stuff over the years. Mm-hmm. But can I share my take on the whole thing?
Yeah.
One word. Staged.
Really?
Absolutely. And I think it was probably staged, and it probably went wrong. When you know Danny, and you know how he will go for whatever kind of publicity he can get.
Right.
Including doing drugs on a television show, including shooting steroids on a TV show.
Right.
Throwing himself off the wagon for a TV show.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if this was staged and maybe it went a little wrong and now there's an issue.
Wow. Yeah, I think it was probably, that sounds pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
And I could see maybe it being like him and Johnny Fairplay.
Yep.
Got to, especially since Johnny Fairplay wanted
who?
To be a...
Yeah,
He wanted to be a professional wrestler, you know, that kind of deal. So I could definitely see them getting together and saying, hey, let's do this thing where we pull up, but...
Then it went a little wrong.
Right, and I'm sure that Johnny Fairplay right now is like, dude, what you know, like you went too far, bro. You weren't supposed to do it like that.
Yep. Yeah, no, I think, Mike, that if you were to ask me, hey, what do you think happened there last night? I looked at the TMZ stuff, and then I saw Danny's interview afterwards, mm-hmm. Or this morning. Mm-hmm. It looked like it was this morning at the Adam Carolla show where he's a sidekick. Mm-hmm. I would not be surprised if it was a stunt that just went too far.
Well, there's one way we'll know. We'll know.
Yeah.
If charges are pressed and if he sues him and all that stuff, if everything happens.
Okay, but you can sue someone and retract and take it out and stop the suit after you've made a commotion that gets publicity.
And if that happens, then we know.
Exactly. But only time will tell.
Yeah. If there's a suit.
Only time will tell.
If there's a suit that plays out over time, then, you know, it is what it is. A nutty situation.
Yep.
If it doesn't, then it is what it is. A staged publicity stunt.
Yep.
But I don't think anybody meant to lose any teeth. That's
I would agree. I think it's a stunt that probably went too far.
Let's do this real quick.
Broadcasting from the Cricket Wireless Studios.
You're listening to 28 Hours of the Mikey Show.
On KIOZ San Diego.
The following takes place between 11 a.m. and 12 p.m.
We are officially 5 hours into the Mikey Show. We have a lot of directions to go right now, but I do want to... Should we do... Eddie, why don't we do Gary Summers right now?
Yeah, definitely.
Let's have Gary Summers on. Then we'll do the P1 Hall of Fame Olympics. And then, Brad, since you're here and you're going to be here for a while, we'll do the thing with you and Sean.
Yeah.
And so let's take the call right now from Gary Summers. Gary, are you there?
Good morning, guys. You having fun?
Yes, we are. It's good to have you back.
Nice to be here. Happy to be here.
Yeah, Gary, if you don't know, we've had Gary on before. Gary Summers is on the show Antique Roadshow. Is that the correct name of the show?
Antiques Roadshow. It's plural on the antique part and singular on the roadshow part.
Antiques Roadshow. And the thing that's pretty amazing about you, Gary, is that you, in your mind, pretty much like a computer, are able to sort of figure out how much things are worth. And if listeners call in and they say to you, hey, listen, I got a Mickey Mantle card, it's in this condition, you can generally kind of tell them how much it's worth.
I know the value of 100,000 useless objects. And I could do psychic appraisals if anybody wants to call in. If you can describe it, I could tell you what the value is.
It's pretty incredible. That's pretty incredible.
Absolutely mind-boggling. Well, I'm confused often, but I can't remember where I'm going sometimes, but I can tell you the value of your G.I. Joes. I don't know why.
It's weird how it works, but the guy's good at it. So yeah. If you want to ask Gary right now something that you have and how much it's worth, 570-1053. Boston Rob, do you want to ask him how much something is worth?
Yeah, Gary. Hey, remember me? You know my mom?
Sure, I did your mom. I mean, I know your mom.
What?
You
did?
What? Wait, what? I think he misspoke.
No. Explain how you know Gary.
Yeah, Gary, you work with my mom, Adeline. She had her Adeline's Chronicles show. You used to come on there and all that.
Absolutely.
All right.
Sure.
There we go.
How are you? I forgot you were on the show.
Yeah, I'm doing well. I got a question for you. How much would about 10 hours of work be worth at a Rick Springfield, Jay Giles, slash...
You're going to bring this up.
Antiques roadshow kind of thing where you're working security. How much is that worth?
Well, sweat is not valuable. I mean, if you got your backstage passes and you would have gotten them signed by everybody in Jay Giles, that would be quite valuable. Rick Springfield, not so much.
Yeah, but what about working the event and you're supposed to get paid and you never do? Is that worth anything?
That's called showbiz. We're picking up elephant poop, you know? You could be in the circus.
Wow. Yeah, but I wasn't that day.
So is
at least I would have taken something home if I was shoveling elephant poo.
Wow. Rob, how much were you supposed to get paid that day?
Roughly it was like $100. But you know what?
Que sera, sera.
Yeah.
Did you get a T-shirt? That's the question.
I didn't.
Wow.
Guy didn't even get a T-shirt out of it,
that
Gary.
That sucks.
But you know what? I learned a valuable lesson.
You learned a valuable lesson. Never let a hippie have you do something for him.
Get paid up front.
Yeah, get paid up front.
Was that me? I'm the one who hired you? I can't remember.
Yeah.
What year was that?
Oh, what was this? 2002? 2003?
Statue limitations.
Wow, time flies.
Yeah, he was telling us the story off
I'm
the
just
air.
Saying, because now I'm kind of short on cash, and if you had that money, that would help it. That would go the distance. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah. I'll try and dig you up a T-shirt.
Well, that's very generous.
T-shirt.
It's very generous.
Wow. It's not going to happen, Rob.
I can't eat a T-shirt.
Yes, but you could probably sell it on Fleabay.
There you go. Let's take a couple of calls from people that are calling in. They want to know how much stuff is worth. Mikey Show, who's this?
This is T1 Disney Dad.
Go ahead, man. What were you wondering what it's worth?
I got this spoon that on the handle it's got a picture, like a stamp of John Adams, and down the handle it says John Adams.
Yep.
And then in the spoon part of it, it says John Marshall, appointed Chief Justice, and it's got like a stamp of him on it.
Yeah, that's a limited edition, what we call collectible spoon. If it's made of silver, it's got the value of the silver, but that's just a regular spoon. You're lucky to get a buck for it. You need the other 39 or 40 presidents to make it a complete set, and really the people that collect them are on fixed incomes.
All right.
There you go. Let's see. P1 TJ.
Hey, how you doing, Mikey?
Good, man. What do you got?
All right. It's a collection of cards do I have. It's a 1978 Superman set.
From the movie.
What do you think, Gary? How much is that worth?
Not much money. Maybe $10 at the most for the full set. Now, if you got the 1940 Superman set, they're about $50 a card.
Wow.
And several of the cards are like $500 because they're very rare. So a complete set of Superman from 1940 is probably around $10,000.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Big difference. And even the set from 59 with George Reeves as Superman, it's a black and white set, sell for a couple of $100. But the Christopher Reeves set just doesn't go for as much money because they overproduced them.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, P1TJ. Hey, Gary, I got a stupid one, and I bet, you know, of all the things you've seen, I wonder if you've ever even seen this. I have cards from the movie Jaws 2.
Yep.
You seen them?
Yeah, sure. They're called, all these things are called non-sport cards, and there's a whole world full of them. People that collect them and love them, they collect them either by the single card or the sets. In the Jaws 2 case, you know, the movie wasn't as big a hit as the first one. The product lines were double the amount, so there's lots of product out there, and the people just weren't out buying it. So it's out there. I would say a full set of the Jaws 2 is going to be about $20.
Hmm.
Dude, you're in the money.
Now, yeah, I know.
Now, if you have an unopened pack, with the wrapper on it and the really rotten gum inside.
Right.
That pack is probably worth the same amount as a full set.
Really?
Yep.
Eddie, you got one?
Yeah, I got a bunch of Pez dispensers that are unopened, and I just keep collecting them. And I don't know if they're worth anything or...
They're worth the dollar you pay for them. They're real valuable Pez dispensers.
You know what, Gary?
Ones that don't have
really
feet.
Something else.
Wait, the ones that don't have what?
Feet.
Feet.
You know, they originally made without feet. It was just a little thin rectangular bottom there with all the goofy edge that, you know, and you, believe it or not, they actually made a Pez gun that looked like a real black automatic gun. And you would put the Pez gun barrel in your mouth and pull the trigger, and it would shoot a Pez into your mouth.
Wow.
It was pulled off the market due to parents complaining about children putting guns in their mouth.
Oh, my.
Oh.
That is...
That's a very rare one.
And that's worth money.
Oh, $500.
Oh, my.
Wow.
That's gnarly.
I mean, it's worth $500 just to see your parents' expression on their faces when you're holding the gun in your mouth.
Do you collect anything, Gary?
I have a lot of different collections. I collect rock and roll memorabilia. I collect Disney stuff. I like Roger Rabbit a lot, so it makes it easy because they don't keep putting too much out. Actually, it's Jessica Rabbit. But anyway, I collect a lot of strange and unusual things, space stuff, NASA stuff. Anybody that has stuff and they can't get through on the phones can get a hold of me through my website at allcollectors.com.
Gary, what do you have that's worth the most?
Well, I happen to own the original prospectus to Disneyland. When Walt was going to build Disneyland, he typed up these 9 pages and drew up these 2 maps and took them to New York to try and get somebody to loan him $5 million. Can you imagine no one offered Walt $5 million to build Disneyland?
Wow.
So these little prospectus, he made 3 of them and delivered them to bankers in New York. Well, 15 years ago, I was at an antique show, digging through a box of paper, and here was a little booklet with the word Disneyland on it. I had no idea what it was. I threw it in my pile. I bought the whole load and walked out. I found out about a year later what it was, and I turned down $100,000 on it, so I'm not really sure what it's worth because it's the only one that exists.
Oh, my gosh.
Somebody offered you $100K for it?
And I turned it down. What a doofus, huh?
Yeah. Definitely.
My dad says I'm a doofus for that, too, so it's okay.
Gary, why'd you turn it down?
Because I think it's worth more. I think it's probably worth $250,000.
Who could you sell that to?
I know a guy named Disney that could probably use it.
I mean, really? Do you really think that they would want it back?
Well, it's funny, because I talked to the archivist, the head of the Disney archives, Dave Smith, who is a wonderful man, and they don't even have a copy of it in the archives.
Really? Oh. So are they willing to do it?
That's always a good sign.
Are they willing to do it? Have you ever discussed with them, hey, what would you pay me for this?
Well, first, I got to be willing to do it, and I'm not willing to do it yet.
Really?
Yeah, I think Disney's on the up. What do you guys think?
Yeah, maybe.
They bought ABC, so that makes them pretty powerful. So now they must have more money. I'll just wait till they have enough.
P1 Neil, what do you got?
I got 1984 Detroit Tigers World Series. I got the complete set. Major League Baseball cards.
Oh, the cards?
Yeah.
Yeah, not much money. In the 80s, they overproduced all the baseball cards. I mean, every company, you know, was manufacturing more cards than there were kids that want them. But what happened was dealers got in the action and started peeling the packs apart and pulling out all the stars and stuff and more or less, just like your set, pulled out all the cards for one series and pretty much gouged little kids on the prices and falsely inflated the prices. So what happened in the 90s was this thing called Fleabay came up, the Internet came up, and all of a sudden everyone knew there was a lot more of those than they thought or were told. So they no longer were rare. They were just common.
There you go.
How much is a bubblegum worth?
The gum? Chew the gum. That'll really make you sick. It'll be fun. You'll have a great experience. The cards might be worth a dime to a dollar each.
Joey. All right.
Hey, thanks for the call, Neil.
Late.
Oh, man. I could hear it in Neil's voice.
Yeah.
Dejection.
So bummed.
Right?
He's just bummed out, and I don't blame him.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, yeah, you think that it's worth a bunch of dough, and it's not.
Well, you know what's funny is when we lived in Gilroy, Eddie, on what was Monterey Street, there used to be this old baseball card shop where you could go buy baseball cards.
Dude, I would go there all the time.
Yeah, I don't remember where. I don't remember the name of it, but you remember where it was.
Exactly.
Now, back in like 1982, 83, I was going to take my allowance,
and I was going to go in there, and I was going to buy a whole box of baseball cards. And it would have been $20.
Like the season?
Like the whole season.
Right, right.
And it would have been $20, and to me, that was a ton of dough when I was 13 years old.
For sure.
I'm actually glad I didn't now, talking to Gary, because it sounds like that would have been... How much would a box of a season, unopened, how much would it be worth, Gary?
Well, there's some of them that are extremely good because stars were in there. You know, like the single card in that set could be worth $100. And the other 354 cards might be worth a dime apiece.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on which series you bought and who became famous out of it or infamous, you know, Barry Bonds' prices were really high. Then all of a sudden they dropped. You know, things like that happen. It's like a stock market controlled by the people who were involved in it.
Right. Let's take one more. And that's it. P1 Colby, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Colby. What did you want to know what it's worth?
All right. I have a whole collection of around between 300 and 400 of the 12-inch G.I. Joe action figures, all still original in the box. I have a number of full sets of the FAO Schwartz 12-inch G.I. Joes ranging from the astronauts to George Bush Sr. and with his parachute set up. All still in the box. Are those worth anything? Or
so, have you seen the 40-year-old virgin? Oh, wait, never mind.
right?
Anyway, a lot of those limited edition issues that came out in the 90s and continue to come out really aren't worth more than you paid for them. There's a few that have maybe doubled in value where you paid 30 and they may be worth 60. But the real value is if you have the 1964 to 1970 G.I. Joes in the original boxes. Some of those can sell for $1,000. If you got the G.I. Joe nurse in the box, it's about $5,000.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Nurse in a box?
You got the nurse?
What was that?
Do you have the nurse?
No.
Nurse.
Dang. We're hoping for a big winner today.
Man, dude, if you had the nurse, you'd be good to go. Sorry about that, Colby.
No worries.
All right, dude, see ya. Hey, Gary, I appreciate you coming on. He's from Antiques Roadshow, and he knows how much all kinds of stuff is worth. It's really interesting to talk to you, man. Thank you for coming on.
Well, I'm just happy you guys are doing your marathon, and I hope it's successful and that you can keep your voices for the whole time. And anybody that couldn't get through can contact me through my website at www.allcollectors.com. Mikey, always fun.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Anytime, guys.
All right, we'll see you. That's Gary Summers.
He's so happy.
Yeah, he is. I started to get bored, and that's always my cue to move on. Like, I started getting really bored. I was a little sad that he wouldn't pay Boston Rob the $100.
Hey, right.
I mean, he didn't even really care.
No, he didn't care.
Not at all.
Which is sad.
He did not
care. I'll be making a trip back to Massachusetts
soon.
He's
sitting on the Disney plans that were, worth a quarter mil.
Ash, where's all the bits? What page did you put all the bits?
Page down, and it's titled Mikey Show Games page.
Mikey Show Games page. And is everything on there stuff that we can show to listeners from the past where we can kind of give listeners an idea?
Oh, do you mean filler?
Yeah.
Fillers are on the first page. All the games are on the second page.
The first page.
Yeah.
And where are they located? Like,
in
you mean
bright
my
blue in the top.
My main page? Oh, okay. I gotcha. Okay, cool.
I thought you were talking about games. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yes. Bright blue top.
Folks from Philly Franks are here.
Oh, we love them.
Oh, for goodness
Some
sake.
Some good food.
Goodness sake, how are you? Come and sit down. Well, at least pull up a microphone.
Wait,
at least pull
the
up
little
a
one's here.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. How old is she?
She was just a year on Monday.
Oh, my gosh. I remember going in and seeing her 3D ultrasound pictures, and now here she is, a little one-year-old. So cute.
We haven't got to meet Jake yet, but I know he just turned one.
That's right. Is she walking?
Not yet.
She's not?
No. How about Jake?
Just that he you guys, what? He took his first step yesterday.
No way.
I forgot to tell you.
Wow.
Yeah. Jake took his first step yesterday. They were at Gymboree, and he took a step.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, so hopefully he'll start doing it all the time now. How about words? Is she saying anything yet?
She says her name.
She does?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Can you get her to do it?
Can you say Hannah? Say Hannah. Say Hannah.
Come on. Say Hannah.
Hannah. Say hi, Hannah.
Say hi, Hannah.
Hannah.
Too much fun stuff here, I think.
That's fun. Yeah, she's going to be too caught up in everything.
Yeah.
Tell everybody where Philly Franks is so people can go.
Okay, we are at 151 South Rancho Santa Fe Road in San Marcos, mm-hmm. right off the 78 freeway.
Mm-hmm.
And we are open 7 days a week, every day at 10. And any of the listeners say they heard us here, they get a discount, automatic 10% discount, and a free soda.
Is she? What is she saying?
She's saying everything.
is she just saying stuff?
Yeah, she just talks a lot.
Yeah, Jake does that too. Like, there's certain things that he says over and over again, but they're not words that I recognize. It's like baby talk.
Right.
He says adieu all the time. I don't know what he's saying, but he'll
French.
Go.
Yeah.
It's French. Oh, it is.
Yeah, he speaks French.
I didn't realize, Jake.
I bid you adieu.
Yes, and he says it.
Much adieu about nothing.
Yes, he bids us adieu a lot. He goes, adieu, adieu. What are you saying, Hannah?
So we'll have to have you meet Jake. Yeah.
Yeah. I know a cute little guy.
That's right.
Hook him up.
That's right.
She's
waving.
That's
late
right.
Night.
This place, Philly Frank's, is the greatest.
Most ladies do.
Okay. She keeps waving at Eddie.
Look at, now she's waving at Sky.
I love the wave, too.
It's so cute.
Little princess wave.
She is right. So cute. Aww. This Philly Frank's is the greatest. You guys have sandwiches and you fly the bread in from Philly. You fly a lot of stuff in from Philly, right?
The Amoroso rolls, the Wise chips, Tasty Cake cakes and pies, and the Italian water ice.
And all that stuff is regional to Philadelphia.
Yes.
So when you go into this place, you're getting the real deal. It is the best Philly cheesesteak I've ever had in my life, bar none.
It's Thank you.
It's great stuff. And so I really want to encourage people, if you've never been there, take the trip. Even if you're driving from Chula Vista, National City, take a trip to get this, because there's nothing like it in all of San Diego. Honestly, there really just isn't.
Thank you. We feel we are worth the drive. And we have people come from all over.
Yeah.
And we welcome everyone.
It's really
good.
We're
excited right now with the Phillies.
Yeah, I bet.
I bet. You are.
Yeah. I bet you guys are excited.
Yeah, after all these years.
I know it. All right. Well, this is what I want to do. I want to let people get a taste of the Mikey Show. We know that there's people listening all the time that have never listened to the show before. And so we want to give people an example of what we do best here. We're going to be doing this throughout. So what we do is we take the best little nuggets. And right now we're going to try to chow down on some of the Philly cheesesteaks.
Yeah.
And we're going to be going outside here in a little bit. At noon is the cooking challenge. But I want to let you hear a little something we call tough love.
Oh. Ready for the healing to begin, Sky?
Stop it. Come on. Makes me ill when I hear that.
Sky, the music, that music is soothing, it's healing, it's opposite. What it does is it brings the mood to kind of a place where we go, wow, things are about to get serious.
It makes me think, oh gosh, some nice person who really needs help is about to get their face punched in.
Oh.
What?
You know what?
Eddie.
Don't mentally check out.
Because I support that, Eddie.
I got to tell you.
Check out, Eddie.
I got to tell you, sometimes in punching somebody in the face, you are helping them. Because you know what you're doing? You're rearranging their face into something beautiful.
But I don't think anybody wants their face rearranged.
I'm back in. Thanks, Mike.
So here is our first letter. It says, Dear Eddie, I've had my eye on this chick at work for over a year now. She's totally hot, but way out of my league. Some of my female friends tell me that if I just lose some weight, I'd have a chance. I've tried really hard this past year, but haven't lost anything at all. I'm starting to think that maybe I could score with her if I just really pump up my personality. But I lack the ka-dunk-a-dunk. Eddie? Do I have a shot? Signed, P1 Eric from Temecula. Eddie?
Dear Fatso Libre.
See what I'm talking about? The punch in the face?
I never realized Boy Blunder's first name was Eric.
Not nice.
His name is not
Eric. I had no idea.
Eric.
Probably not the same
That's pretty cool.
No. Probably not the same person.
Right. Just stop.
Listen, dude. The only way you're going to get a girl in your current condition is with some duct tape and Rohypnol, okay?
No!
It's roofies.
Unfortunately for you, women want a lover, not a smother, okay?
Eddie!
They want a male, not a whale. They like a nice butt, not Jabba the Hutt.
Okay. You're right. We get it.
We get it.
They want a provider, not someone who's wider.
Okay. All right.
Do you mind?
It's not that funny, Mike.
They need a man with all the right moves, not giant man boobs.
So stupid.
They'd like a nice piece, not morbidly obese, okay?
Yes.
Hang on, I got a few more.
No.
They're looking for a man who's built like a brick house, not built like an open mouth.
Okay. That one doesn't even make sense.
I don't get that.
Okay.
A guy who works out at Gold's, not a guy with fat folds. My final words of advice, Sky. Quit eating yourself into a diabetic coma. Thank you.
Listen to Sean. Oh, no, he's dying.
I'm ready for another one.
Sean's dying.
I don't think we need another one. I think that was plenty.
No worries.
He's trying to help, Sky.
Right. Obviously not.
Get out of the way.
What? Our next letter reads,
the healing train is coming through.
Okay.
How dare you? How dare you? That's what the healing train sounds like.
Yes.
Oh my God.
The next letter reads, Dear Eddie. Listen, bro, I need your help. Get me a date with Ashley.
What?
She will love me.
Oh, it's just the guy from Oz.
I know you guys are tight, so help a brother out.
I don't like this already.
I surf and I'm trying to go pro. I'm sure she'll dig on that. I have an easy time with the ladies, but for some reason, Ashley just does it for me. I'm not sure if it's her voice or what, dude. Can you seriously set me up? I'll be listening. Take it easy, sleazy. Sign P1 Surf Rat.
Be nice, Eddie. Be nice.
Eddie?
Oh, I'll be nice.
Oh, no.
Dear joke on the water.
Mike's really in on you today, dude.
I hate everything you choose to be.
There's
so many reasons why I hate you. First, I mean, the fact that you would ask me to help you get a date with Ashley is enough. I mean, why don't you grow a set like the rest of us and ask her out yourself, you fag?
Oh, we don't need to call him.
Oh, my.
Oh, I know you're super cool with the ladies. So you should have no problem charming the pants off her with your ratty van and Essie apartment and TV with dog crap all over the living room.
You don't know that. You don't.
He's a surfer. I know exactly who he is. I'm sure Ashley right now is dying for your info, bro. So, Ashley, here's how you can find this winner. Look for the crappiest apartment in PB.
Yeah.
Look for the billowing pot smoke out of it and scream, please date rape me.
Okay. We don't know that.
I'm come running out. Well, maybe after you make it on the pro surfers tour, you're going to have a shot. Until then, you take it easy, sleazy.
No. Oh,
ew. I'll turn into chum.
Oh, my gosh. Not nice.
I don't care. I don't like that guy.
That went too far.
I think it helped him. I'll be honest with you. I think it helped that guy.
I don't think.
Oh, no more.
Our last email reads.
One more.
Our last email reads. Our last email reads.
I got another one in me.
Dear Eddie, I'm sure I did the right thing, but I just wanted to double check. Yesterday, my wife was all over me about our backyard. I built a run for our dog in the backyard with some fencing and hay. It's actually really cool. Well, he busted it and got out and tore things up.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
My wife was yelling. Yes, yelling at me in the garage. And I got so pissed, I punched our hot water heater and sprained my hand.
Idiot.
It was either her or the water heater. Would you have done the same thing? Signed, signed Pete in Oceanside. Eddie?
Dear Peter, Peter, the water heater beater.
Sean, are you okay?
Sean!
Sean, breathe!
Sean!
Breathe, Sean!
Sean! Get a paper bag, Sean, and breathe in and out.
Don't go towards the light, Sean! Holy crap! Oh, my God.
No, you did not do the right thing. If you're faced with punching your wife or punching the water heater, and you actually choose one of those as a viable option, you're stupid.
I agree with you.
Thank you, Sky.
Yes, good point.
First thing.
And you have no self-control. Deal with your beating of a wife like a normal man. Remodel your kitchen and buy an outdoor grill with a kegerator.
See, now you just turned the corner.
You agree with me, Scott. You agree with me. We heard it.
Purchases are a decision between both members.
Communication. Look into it.
So your wife yells at you and you end up with a broken hand. Let me do the math here. Says, yep, you're stupid. Plus, what the hell is a dog run, you ape? Fencing and hay? Do you have a dog or buffalo?
No, stop.
Easy, Heath. I wish I knew how to quit you. If you have a pet that you're trying to house, deal with it like a normal person. Name him Ramsay and put him in the maid's quarters.
What are you?
Hold on.
Donkey Kong 2, which,
why am I being
by the way, would be named that Pete because your husband has giant junk and is therefore known as Donkey Kong 1 or just Donkey Kong. Thank you very much. Peace out.
Have to do with, why are you doing that?
A terrible turn.
Once again, I helped him.
No, you Eddie. Did not help anyone today.
Sky. There it is. Can you hear it? Coming up, Frizzy.
All I can hear is Sean throwing up.
It's the sound of healing.
Oh, you're welcome, San Diego.
That was a bit.
Yeah.
Now.
I have to cook in 25 minutes.
Oh, dude.
Let's bring him in here. Sean is IMing me about how nervous she is.
Really?
Shauna, you're going to do great.
She's the one that wanted to do it.
Yeah. I know. Well, she has reason to be nervous, though, dude.
No, she doesn't.
The hell she doesn't.
She's going to kill it, Shawnee.
Well, hey, look, just because she should spend all her time in the kitchen doesn't mean she's going to be great at it.
Oh. You know what I mean?
So sexist.
So sexist. Get a broom.
Okay. I'm nervous.
You're gonna do great.
Hi. I'm very nervous. We ready to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Sit down, guys. We're gonna do the P1 Hall of Fame Olympics right now. And hopefully, Eddie, tell you right now, I believe in my heart of hearts I understand how this is gonna work. But
I'll stay right here.
If I screw it up, say no, you know, you can correct. Welcome to the studio, P1 Paparazzi.
Good morning.
P1, no. I'm going to show you how awesome my ADD medicine is. P1 Paparazzi is here. P1.
It's on the sheet.
No, I want to remember it.
You can do it.
I have to look at the sheet. No, it's not on the sheet. Not on the one right in front of me. Who is it?
Joe Itata.
Joe Itata. Gosh darn it.
and P1 Spaceboy. Are you guys intimidated in any way by P1 Spaceboy?
A little bit.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's got more knowledge of the Mikey Show than most of us. In fact, he's asked me questions before I didn't know the answer to. And so the guy really knows Mikey Show stuff. But luckily for you guys, this is not a test of trivia. This is going to be a test of how well you know the actual games that we play on the air. It's the P1 Hall of Fame Olympics. Are you guys ready?
Sure.
Okay, let me make sure that your mic is working. Go ahead and talk into that mic, Space Boy.
Testing 1, 2.
Okay, you got to go right up to it.
Test, test.
One more time.
Hello.
There you go. That is unbelievable. Eddie, I have his mic cranked all the way up, and it's barely moving the needles. When Sky talks normally, that's her microphone. I got to crank it down, like, to nothing. Sky, say hi again.
The Human Torch was denied a bank loan.
There you go.
That's...
Oh, my... I can't believe...
Well, all this time, I've been going... Shocked. All this time, I'm like, we got to adjust that microphone. That microphone is messed up. What is going on with that mic? We can't get
it
fixed.
Really?
I'm right into...
Oh, really?
I swear...
Oh, really?
Hang on. No. Hang Sky. On. Sky. I have to crank that mic Sky. Down where you're at right now.
Oh, really? But I never talk close enough to the mic.
Holy...
Because you can't hear me.
I'm telling you...
Hi,
I can hear you through the glass right now.
Oh, I'm sure you can, Mike. Oh, that's so funny. Oh, yeah, Sean, you can. Oh,
I'm telling you.
Hear this, Sean.
It's loud.
Yeah, yeah. A little of this. Yeah. A little of this. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Now what?
It's getting heated.
Space Boy, you're going to have to shout.
Okay.
Yeah. You're going to have to speak as loud as you can. You got to pretend you're like Sky. Okay. Are you guys ready?
Sure.
All right, here's how we're going to do this. We're going to begin with Tone Deaf. You guys know how it's played, right? Now, Eddie, my question is, as soon we just go right down the line with them, right? All right, so I'm going to play a song. I'm going to play a song for you, and we're going to begin. Go ahead, Ash.
And they're at the bottom of the games page.
Okay.
Okay, there's 6.
Got it.
Blue.
All right, so I'm going to play a deal for you, and you got to tell me what it is. You got it, Brad? All right, here we go.
And I just want you to know I found a weakness me to change to who I used to be. Oh. The weakness was all over new.
P1 Paparazzi, title or artist to win?
Oh, this is going to be the hardest game for me. I'm horrible at title and artist.
That was just so pretty, though.
Mm,
you can at least
exactly.
admit that.
No.
What?
I'm going to have to pass on this.
Wow.
What? You do not
Lame.
Know?
Do not know the name, the title artist.
That was...
Should I'd I, like,
should
I'd like
I
to
give
steal?
It away? That was Hoobastank.
That I just want you to know.
It's the reason. It's the reason.
Change who I used to be. A reason to start over new.
Get it.
Yeah, yeah, the reason is you.
All right, Joe Itata.
Yes, sir.
I got to point out, Space Boy's already doing his victory dance.
Yeah, you
yeah,
see this?
Space Boy gets it, man. I could tell when we were playing that first one, he knew what it was before it was even done playing. But remember, guys, let the entire clip play before you say what it is, okay?
You
Joe
really
Itata.
Yes, sir. The full, you want to enjoy the full clip.
There That's true.
All right, Joe Itata, here we go.
Well, I've been trying to change, but I build my life around you.
Gorgeous.
I'm seeing older, even children get older, and I
what?
Older too.
Wow.
Holding back the tears.
I loved that.
Joe Itata, can you give me a title or artist to win?
Aerosmith.
Incorrect.
Tata, you're supposed to be my boy.
That was Stevie Nicks.
Man,
oh, wow. Oh, hey. Yeah, looked out on a nice old song.
That was
no,
a tough one.
Beautiful.
That was a tough one.
Mikey,
and that is
on?
How you do that.
That is how you do that.
Mikey, what the hell's going on?
I don't know. I thought it was gorgeous.
You call this Hall of Fame? Mikey, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, yeah, Tata.
But
supposed to be my boy, Tata.
Okay.
That was the only one I had a chance at, too.
Yeah, we got it, Ashley. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
P1 Space Boy?
I'm ready.
You ready for this?
Come on. Could I wanna feel?
You got this.
I didn't do the big dialogue. Take me all the way. And I don't never wanna feel.
Oh.
Yeah.
Take me all the way.
Oh, you kind of missed that note.
A little bit.
Space Boy, title or artist?
That was awesome. That was Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That is correct.
Oh. Space Boy, you're the best.
It was.
This is fixed.
That on the board.
It's not fixed. Take me to the place I love. Space Boy's good.
He's the best.
Guy's good.
Man.
Take me to the place I love. Take me all the way.
We're doing two rounds.
Yes.
So we're going to do another round.
Oh, okay.
Now, just to be fair, if you felt that there was a cheat going on there, how about we start with you this time, Tata?
I just got bad luck like that.
Okay.
But, yeah, let's do it.
You want to start first?
Sure.
All right, Tata. Come on. Here you go.
Jump in. Let's down. Here she comes from the last top down. Shoot. But another avenue. Say something. You're disappointed. You're even home with me. You're losing the turn. I'll get it.
Wow.
Oh no.
That was our assistant producer, Ashley.
No,
she was singing.
Was,
and it's hard to figure out what she's singing. But if you can give me a title or an artist of the song, you win.
That was
I can't.
You cannot.
Cannot.
There
I don't even have the slightest clue.
Oh, there was plenty of singing.
How come?
There was plenty of singing. In fact, Sean's a furry. He probably would have recognized it.
That was so easy.
Van Halen.
Hell yeah.
Again with the... All right. No problem. It's cool. I can type 100 words a minute. Wrong.
All right, paparazzi.
All right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Your song is...
Come, doused in mud, soaked in bleach, as I want you to be. It's different, as an old memorabilia.
I don't know that it's memorabilia.
No.
P1 Paparazzi, title or artist for you to win?
I'm hoping the title's called Memories. I know the song, I just don't
Memories?
Know the name of the artist or title.
Memories is incorrect. The song is called Come As You Are by Nirvana.
This is atrocious.
This is, I agree.
You're
it is atrocious.
To the
I'm
going to
throw
fame?
Up on myself.
I'm offended.
Shocked and appalled.
I'm upset.
Okay. It's over to you, Space Boy. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here you go.
I don't mind not knowing what I'm headed for.
Gorgeous.
You can take me to the sky.
You're good.
It's like being lost in heaven.
Thank you.
You get it.
Thank you.
Space Boy, can you give me a title or artist for the win?
I cannot.
That was Debbie Gibson.
Oh, wow. I mean,
a little lost in your eyes.
You can take me to the dark. Yeah, Mike. It's like being lost in heaven.
Wow.
When I'm lost in
heaven. Deborah Gibson?
Yeah, Deborah Gibson now. I believe Eddie knows her.
Very well, actually, Eddie. Speak on it.
Yeah.
Eddie, it's a cumulative total, right? So we play all games. Whoever does best out of all the games is the winner, right?
Yes.
It is the Olympics. You're listening to the P1 Hall of Fame Olympics. And the competitors are Brad, P1 Paparazzi, Joe E. Tata, and Space Boy. All right, we're moving on now, guys. It's your next phase. And your next phase is a little Wuss Rock jukebox.
Oh, boy. Because I'm even better at that.
All right. All right, so we're going to begin with you, Brad. Are you ready?
Sure.
When the song stops, you start. If you do not know the lyrics, then you better make something good up. And
also in blue.
Yeah. Now, usually we let the judges do this.
We weren't going to judge. We were just going to see if they could do it.
Okay.
So if they can do it, then they'll get a point.
Here we go.
The one's in blue.
Paparazzi, are you ready?
Yep.
Take these broken wings and learn to fly again. Learn to live so free.
And when you hear the broken...
When we hear... The voices sing. The book of love will open up and let us in.
Eddie, how do you roll? Eddie says, no way, thumbs down.
Oh, that was a train wreck.
Joe E. Tata. Now, by the way, those of you listening to this for the first time, this is called Wuss Rock Jukebox. We play Wuss Rock songs from the 80s and 90s. We abruptly stop them, and then the person that's playing has to take over singing the song. Are you ready, Joe E. Tata?
Let's give it a shot.
Here we go.
I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm.
You know what? I can't even make up anything to that.
Oh.
Wow. What was it? How old are you, Space Boy?
That was some 30. Sweet
I'm
wham.
I'm 25.
That was some sweet wham right there.
Wham?
Right?
Featuring George Michael?
Dude, that was Careless Whisper, bro.
For
That's the goods. That stuff's real sweet. Goes down smooth, just like a nice bourbon for a recovering alcoholic.
Why do you keep
stuck on that one, huh?
It's smooth.
Well, bourbon's the funnier of the alcohols.
All right. Speak.
Vodka's not that funny.
Not at all.
No, it's just not that funny. Space Boy, are you ready?
Space Boy.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Bring it.
Eddie gives a big thumbs up.
So good.
Thank you very much.
Huge.
Killing them.
You're the
He's killing
best.
It. He's killing it. Brad, it's the intimidation factor, isn't it, paparazzi? You're intimidated. You realize that this space... I think that Joey Tata is as well. I think there's an intimidation factor. Well, with Joey Tata, he just doesn't
I got the
song.
Worst luck ever.
He doesn't know the songs. But paparazzi, is there any intimidation, or are you just failing miserably?
You know... I don't think it matters either way. Spaceball should be here. He's the number one P1.
Absolutely, but you are competing in the P1 Hall of Fame Olympics. You could
it.
Be. You could earn the title of P1 Hall of Fame Olympics champion, dude. You could get the gold. Somebody's going to walk away today with a fictitious gold, silver, and bronze medal. I mean, one of you guys won't walk away with one of those things. That's awesome.
Right?
That's awesome.
I want the gold.
All right, here we go. Are you ready, paparazzi?
Let's go.
When it stops, you start.
Spit it out.
Anybody got some Viagra?
Yes.
Oh.
Anything. Anything.
Must that have been something she said.
That's right.
Can I win?
That's right.
Give it to me. Give it to me. That's all I'm going to get.
Paparazzi, I'm sorry. You couldn't come up with anything on that one.
No.
Joey Tata, you ready for yours?
Let's give it a shot.
When it stops,
here we
you
go.
Start. Here we go.
I'm all out of love.
Yes.
I'm so lost without you. I know you were right. Believing for so long.
I don't know.
Tata.
I know.
Oh. Do they, like, make something up?
I can't.
Yeah, you're supposed
I
to
can't.
Make something
make
up.
I can't even make...
Don't
I can't,
you know the
I can't
rules?
This is horrible. I'm going to kick my own ass. Can we do something physical? Home run derby. Slam dunk. Something. Let's roll.
Come on.
Right,
that was pathetic, Tata. That was pathetic.
Come
you
on,
make
man.
It up.
Too.
Make it up.
Oh,
we're going from pop culture to gay pop culture.
Oh, come on. Come on. You guys know how it's done. Make something up. Space Boy, you ready?
I'm ready.
You can't go on.
Oh, no.
Get it.
Who's going to drive you home
yes.
tonight?
Yeah.
Drive you home
Unbelievable.
The guy's unbelievable.
You guys are playing songs off my iPod.
Guy's unbelievable. The guy is unbelievable.
So there's nothing we can do as of now, right? Nobody could win this besides Space Boy?
I don't know. Actually, the truth is, I don't care. We're going to keep playing.
Didn't
we
just
got
sweep
one more
us?
Event.
Yeah.
We got one more event.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. We're doing our last event. We're doing Google Master Challenge.
Oh, beautiful.
Right. Now, you guys, you got to think of it this way. You could actually get something done here.
I can't type.
You could make some headway. Come on.
I swear to God.
For a minute.
Tata.
I was
Come
BSing.
On. You can do it. I know you can do it, Tata.
Let's give it a shot.
Now, all you guys got to bring up Google. Have Google in front of you. P1 Paparazzi.
Yes.
Do you see Google in front of you?
Yes, I do.
P1 Space Boy, do you see Google in front of you?
I do.
And finally, Joe E. Tata, do you see Google in front of you?
Now we do.
Okay. You guys know the way this works. I am going to give you something to Google, and the first person to find it with a correct answer will say their name. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes.
We good? We're good. All right, guys, you ready? On what date was Hawaii admitted to the Union?
Nope.
Now, why would Tata just say no?
I don't know.
Space Boy.
Space Boy.
August 21st, 1960. No, 59.
That is correct.
Wow!
Unbelievable.
Yes! Wow.
Now, Tata, why the instant give up? Why the instant give up?
I don't type.
Okay, but you could peck.
Do it slow.
Do it slow.
I work at an auto parts warehouse.
That's fine. There you go.
I ride a skateboarding. I get snowboarding.
Defend yourself.
You can peck it in.
There you go.
All right, you guys ready?
I'm typing for this guy.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Here is your next one. How many do we do, Eddie?
You can do as many as you want. It doesn't matter. Space Boy's killing it. Okay. Swept it.
Told you.
He has completely.
All right, you guys ready?
Yes.
In what year did Mattel launch the Barbie doll?
See, I'm already over it.
Tata gave up.
I got Tata. What year did. I'm never coming back.
Well, see,
I?
No, dude.
I'm never coming back.
You got my vote, dude. I'm going to have Sky teach you how to do this.
I looked for Mavis Beacon all week long.
In what year did Mattel launch the Barbie doll?
Wow, this is
come
a
on,
tough
guys.
One.
See?
Come on, guys.
I could have thought of something better than that. I'm the worst. I am.
You really are the worst.
Now the other P1s are piling on him.
Try, dude. Come on.
He's just on the Google screen.
Listen, I get it. He's given up.
I'm over it.
Lame.
Tell me about it.
Space Boy.
Space Boy, go ahead.
1959.
That is correct.
Yes. Oh.
That was a toughie.
I did. Second I got here.
And your last one.
Another one? Go.
Shut him out, Space Boy.
What day did Charlie Chaplin die?
Wow.
Did you hear that?
Space Boy.
Space Boy?
Christmas Day.
That is correct.
Okay.
Shut him out!
Holy cow! Now, we've done a contest before. We've done a contest before. Let me see that.
Wow.
You guys, we got to take a picture of this. Space Boy is the only guy on the scoreboard. Like, basically, Space Boy comes out in the home run derby. Everyone's a home run.
Uh-huh.
The other guys never, they never connect with the ball. I mean, that was incredible. It was just incredible.
Oh, you really took a picture of it? Two of them, even.
Now,
I'm going to cry.
Now, I'm telling you, Joey Tata, Paparazzi, you guys are still P1 Hall of Famers. That's why you're here, because you're one of the best. But I'm telling you, that Space Boy, that guy's unbelievable. I was talking to you yesterday on the drive home with Sean yesterday going, this guy's great. I mean, guy just gets it like nobody's business. And I'm telling you, he's the biggest P1 of all time.
I'll hand him that.
Okay, now wait a minute. Now what are we going to do? And guys, thank you. We're done. But I got to ask
you.
How are we doing the cooking challenge? Should I ID now? Should I ID? And the other thing is, I got to go. I want to tinkle and then get out there. So how are we doing this? Should we do a bit?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, let's...
Play the ID first and then do a bit.
Okay, I'm going to ID, let people hear what the Mikey Show does, and then we're good to go. Here is why we're doing... Well, wait a minute. I'll do why we're doing it in a second. You know what? I changed my mind. I actually want to do why we're doing it now. Take a listen to this.
old, and I'm 6 years old.
I'm Tarvis. I'm Lamont's mom. He had a thing called a cleft in his heart, which is 55% of the blood, his blood, was going back into his heart, which made his heart work harder. So it became enlarged. So his heart was 2 times its normal size. On his 6th birthday, he had to have surgery. Lamont was the strongest one of all. After open heart surgery, they literally opened up his chest. To me, that's a miracle. You know, from all the people donating all that money, you know, that, that Children's Hospital has specially made, that's what counts. Because without that equipment, you know, the blood pressure cuffs, you know, the oxygen masks, the syringes, you know, all that stuff has to be specially made for those, our tiny children. That's where it comes from. You know, all you people out there that are donating all that money. Recovery at home was instantaneous. Right when he came home, he was actually able to do whatever he wanted to do. He's been doing all kinds of things that before it was otherwise too strenuous for him to do. Actually back in school now. He's got a chance to live now, you know, and he's doing it.
That is why we're here, folks. That is why we're here. Let me do a legal, and I'm going to tell you about some stuff.
Broadcasting from the Cricket Wireless Studios.
You're listening to 28 Hours of the Mikey Show.
On KIOZ, San Diego.